American Samoa's best music mix, 93 KHJ. We want to welcome in studio from the Aloha State, Honolulu National Guard. We have Sergeant First Class Billy Fawa, who is on island. And what's up, man? How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. Thank you for having me, John.
Good to see you. It has been a minute since we have heard about any kind of recruitment opportunities for our young soldiers. It's almost like they forgot about us. The pandemic happened, and then I just haven't heard boo from anybody. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
National Guard, right up the street. Great opportunities for our kids.
Yes, and that's pretty much what you just said. You hit it on the dot. It's opportunity. That's all it is. It gives the people of American Samoa a different avenue, not only reserves or the active duty. Now you get a chance to see what the National Guard has to offer. So
tell us how the National Guard is different from, say, the active duty or the reserves.
Well, that's a good question. So a lot of people don't know that the National Guard, we're actually a state-run entity. Everything that happens in a state, we take care of it. They don't call the reserves or the active duty, natural disasters, hurricanes, tsunami, flood. We have a state mission. That is our mission, is a state. We also have a federal mission, which is like the reserves and active duty. So that's the big difference.
So like whenever stuff was going down in like Oregon and they're like, we got to call up the National Guard.
Correct.
That's the, okay.
Yeah. And even like in the Big Island, the lava flow, we don't stop the lava. You know, we just help people evacuate from the
area. I see. Okay, so what kind of commitment is somebody looking at if they're going to go into the National Guard?
The commitment is actually giving them the opportunity to come to Hawaii. A lot of times our families in the past, they go to Hawaii, but this is your opportunity to go to Hawaii, get a degree, get a job field. Once you're done with it, if you decide to come back home to American Samoa, you have all that skill set to come home with. So that's kind of the commitment that you get. It is like a regular military term, you know, 3 years, 4 years, 6 year terms, but it all depends on that person.
And then what kind of benefits are we looking at?
Education benefits is our big one. We have a state and federal tuitions assistance. We also have the GI Bill like everyone else. So that's kind of, you have three ways of paying for your college.
So if you graduate and then you say, okay, I want to go to, I don't know, UH or Chaminade or whatever. Can they go full-time and be in the National Guard at the same time?
Correct. So the National Guard, we are a part-time service, full-time benefits. It's just like the reserves. There's no difference. You do a drill. The only difference is when you're done with your drill on Sunday, you're going to school on Monday. You know, that's kind of the biggest thing, and you're a full-time student the whole time. If you decide to go active duty full-time, you can do that on a later scale. But this, what we do is basically just to fulfill your needs. College, getting a degree. That's what our parents want, is get a degree and giving a job skill. So
you cover tuition. What about housing?
Housing, we don't. Housing is, that's more of like a full-time. When you become a full-time person, I am actually a full-time National Guards person. You get full-time, you get housing, you get all the allowances that you need. But for the National Guard, it's more of a part-time service. So you're just doing it 1 week in a month, 2 weeks in the summer. That's pretty much it. But the benefits is we pay 100% college. You know, that's pretty much what you're trying to do. Later on, you can decide to do all that.
Okay. Later on, you decide to do, when you say all that.
If you wanted to go to active duty, you wanted to become an active duty member, or if you wanted to take a chance on your civilian side, you can also do that as well. But that's
But if I graduated in May or June, I guess, last month.
Yeah.
And I wanted to enroll in UH and got accepted. Okay. I just get with you guys in the National Guard and you can kind of lay out the options as far as handling the tuition.
That is correct.
And getting you enrolled.
That is correct. So what we do now is if a person wants to go in the Guard, I can actually ship them to Hawaii on Monday and get them going as far as the process. Once they get done with the process, depending when they go to basic training or the advanced individual training, if they leave later on in the future, like 6-3 months, then I'll send them home for the meantime. But other than that, they'll be waiting in Hawaii. They'll ship out. So, a lot of seniors, if they do it right now, I can ship them out the earliest they can. All it takes is a lot of the talks, the one-on-ones.
Now, what about ASVAB? Do you guys do ASVAB?
We do ASVAB as well. So instead of waiting for the MEP station in Hawaii to come to Hawaii, to American Samoa, I can ship them to Hawaii and they'll take everything in Hawaii. Or they could just wait in Samoa for the MEPS personnel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is great. This is awesome that you're here.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you're here until when? Tomorrow?
We're here until Thursday.
Thursday. Okay.
Our process is we have VOTEC, and then this afternoon, actually at 10 o'clock, we'll be at Tafuna Reserve Center. So if anyone wants to know or hear about the opportunity, we'll be there at 10 o'clock at the Reserve Center.
At Tafuna.
At Tafuna.
So this is today.
Yeah, that's today. And okay. Then tomorrow we'll be at the American Samoa Community College at 1 o'clock.
Do you have a number that anybody can reach you at?
Yes, I do. I actually have an American Samoa number.
It's, oh, check you out. Okay, go ahead.
That's 684-272-1956.
Okay. So if you want to get in touch with Billy, 272-1956, Sergeant First Class. Fawa in studio here with us. Sorry to be on the casual tip with you there,
yeah.
But appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
And this gentleman here. yeah.
So if there's any seniors out there, you know, and you want that, going to be seniors, actually. If you wanted to hear the opportunity, we'll be there.
Okay. So Tafuna today, ASCC tomorrow, and then what about Thursday? You got a full
Thursday,
day?
We're just doing sit-downs. We have a lot of appointments that we set up already, so that's
kind of
our next time. So we'll be back. We're coming back. We're looking at December time frame is when we're going to try to get back.
But ideally, you could get out of here on Monday.
Correct. Ideally.
Okay.
Ideally, you can get out of here Monday.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect world.
But yeah, that's probably going to happen with some people. Maybe not all people, but yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so great opportunities. And again, the really cool thing is you're right up the street.
That's
you
great.
Know, you can practically see Honolulu from here.
That's it.
All right. So that's Hawaii National Guard talking about some great opportunities for our seniors. How you can get your college paid for, all your college, some of your college, and just some great opportunities for our kids that are laid out here by way of Sergeant First Class Billy Fowler. So he's going to be at Tafuna today at 10, ASCC tomorrow. And if you'd like to talk to Sergeant First Class Billy, 272-1956 from the Hawaii National Guard. Talking with us here on 93KJ. Fist pump, brother.
All right.
Thank you for setting this up. Thank you, Tapu. Right. Thank you, Pooch Tase, and everybody else that got you fixed up with our program today. All right, 93KHJ. Take care. God bless, man.
Thank you, usual.